Men, we worship by how we think. We worship by how we laugh, who we laugh with, how we laugh, what we laugh about. We worship by how we give. We worship by how hard we work. Did you know that? Your work ethic is part of your worship. I will work for you, Lord. No matter what's going on, you get the glory in my work.
More of him, less of me. That's my cry, that's my plea. I wanna be completely his.
Welcome to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Summit Point Church and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. Today we are continuing our look at authentic worship and what that looks like in the everyday life of a follower of Jesus Christ. So if you have your Bible, we are in Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 48 for part two of the message, Worship Authentically. Here's Pastor Tim.
Jesus Christ has stepped out in bodily form. God's still moving fully in this universe, and there is this massive presence of God in that regard. But as the King has stepped away bodily, please hear me. He has given us clear guideline of the vision, of the purpose, of the day-to-day and the step-by-step of what he's calling us to. And no, it's not good enough that we have some awesome Bible studies where we look into the details and we see all the nuancing and the fantastic way it's written and the amazing connecting between them. And then we go away and don't do anything about it. Everybody say, not good enough. Lord, may I put my life into your hands. I'm hearing you speak. May we respond to our God and his word by not just being hearers, but being doers also. Lord God, I am ready to obey with all I've got. Man, may we see the document called the word of God as his guidance, as his love, as his care, and as his provision. And as we pour into the word and we recognize God's presence with us, we go after full obedience. And all of God's people said. That said, how are you doing at reading what God has put down for you? How are you doing at getting into the word of God regularly? Maybe there needs to be work there, and you're like, I'm going after that. I'm ready to make that more a regularity with him. I want to hear from him. Maybe you are in the word regularly, but the obedience is a little thin. How are you doing at obeying? Lord God, I'm ready to listen to you. What do you have to say? The first question we ask is not, how do I feel about this? The first question we ask is, God, what is it that you want accomplished and how does this glorify you? May we go after him and obeying him with all we've got. Worship authentically. It starts with obedience. Second, authentic worship rejoices and praises Jesus loudly. Authentic worship rejoices and praises Jesus loudly. It says, and they brought it to Jesus, the colt, and throwing their cloaks on their colt, they set Jesus on it. They're like, I'm telling you, we want the cloaks on here so that you, who are so much more worthy than this colt, is being honored and treated with respect. They throw their cloaks on the colt, and now he's sitting on that. It's a form of respect and a form of honor for him. You are the one who's going to be king, Messiah. And excited to be able to make this about you. And so they throw their cloaks on and then they set Jesus up on the colt. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. All of those who were excited about Christ, who were following Christ, they began to spread their cloaks out in front like, this ground is not worthy for you to touch. You are so amazing. And so the mud or the dust or whatever, like, we're going to keep that from you. You are so amazing. As they laid it down in front like a king coming into his kingdom, the cloaks are laid out on the road. It says, as he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives. And so as you look at the Mount of Olives, this is where Jesus began to ride down the western side of the hill on a colt, fulfilling Zechariah 9, bringing salvation. Righteous is he as he's coming down, and they are celebrating him with all they've got. And Zechariah 9 is being fulfilled. Our King coming down the Mount of Olives for you and for me. And all of God's people said, man, don't miss it. That was his first trip down the Mount of Olives. And on his second coming, he will come down that same way, that same place. And as his foot touches down, it will put a massive rift into the Mount of Olives. There will be a thunderous earthquake. He will take over in this world, and he will be coming down on a white horse, a statement of massive victory for eternity. Same mountain, same King, same Messiah. Two trips. And this first trip is on a colt as he's coming down humbly, sacrificially, purposefully for you and for me. And all of God's people said, man, may we worship the King. I'm telling you, the Mount of Olives has a ton going on with it and a lot that God is doing there with it along the journey. It says that he's coming down the Mount of Olives. He's some portion of the way down. It says the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. They began to praise him with what kind of voice? A loud voice. They brought it. It wasn't like, hey, way to go. That's so awesome. You know, I saw him do something one time. Not that. It's like bringing it with the most volume they could bring. And what were they celebrating him for? For the mighty works that they had seen him do. For the mighty works. For the moments where they saw him speak and people's minds and hearts were opened up. Where he opened the word and he began to reveal, and all of a sudden they were like, I never saw it that way before. That's amazing. For when somebody would touch him and them being physically sick for years is gone in an instant, healed. When he would look at someone and say, demon, be removed, and he would be gone. When he would touch them and they'd been paralyzed, but they stand up. They'd been blind and now they see. For Jesus doing miraculous works, he even said, Lazarus, come forth. And a dead man walks out. Man, they are celebrating Jesus Christ because of what they saw him do. And all of God's people said, man, he doesn't stop doing miraculous work, and he's doing work in our lives today. Simple question. So what has Jesus been doing in your life? And what works have been going on in your life? Maybe there's been some healing that's taken place. Maybe there's been some peace in the middle of a storm that is inexplainable. Maybe there is just salvation outright that you want to celebrate. Maybe he's bringing a restoration between you and others that you knew could never be restored, but God's doing a work. What has he been doing? We don't toy around. We take Jesus Christ seriously, and all of God's people said, amen. May he get all the glory. That's what was going on the way down the Mount of Olives. And as the volume picked up, more volume picked up. And as that volume picked up, more volume picked up, and more cloaks went down, and more people gathered, and what's going on, and it just kept going. May God get all the glory. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. This was their crying out. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They're like, this is Zechariah 9:9 being fulfilled. Blessed is the Messiah. Peace. They were super celebratory. Now, the reality is they were thinking a little off. They were thinking King coming, Millennial kingdom right now, Jesus reigning forever for 1,000 years and then some, and he's just reigning for eternity on. They thought all at one coming, and they were missing it. They were missing the grandeur on the whole. And while there were people responding on the Mount of Olives, there were people in Jerusalem who were completely clueless to what was happening. And we'll see that come up in just a little bit. It says, and some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Can you imagine the Pharisees walking along, kind of scowled up, as they're walking along this cult, and the cheering starts like it did in this room, and the celebrating erupting, and they're like, "Teacher, tell them to knock it off. Bring it down. They're treating you like you're the Messiah. Wake up. Rebuke your disciples." And Jesus said, "I tell you this, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." Amen, man. And you got to hear it, because the cheering was as loud as it was in this room. And so they're like, "Teacher, rebuke them." And Jesus is like, "I'm telling you this. If they didn't bring it, then the stones would cry out," as a thunderous statement is made by the creator of the universe. And he's saying this: the creator God, the Messiah righteous, is being ushered into Jerusalem as the sacrificial lamb, and the creation will cry out. And all of God's people said, amen. And while the Pharisees completely missed it, Jesus and some of his disciples were getting it, and he was being glorified with all he had. Man, worship, it is loud, it is true, and it is fully obedient. I'm just telling you this. This is going to feel like a weird transition right now. So I like watching the Bears. There's really not been many years where that transition would ever work at all, in any really. I love watching the Bears, and the reality is it's not pretty. It's just not pretty. But I love watching them, and faithful fan, and I don't switch who I'm cheering for. I cheer for them. And so it usually goes where you just sit and you watch, and you've got it on the screen, and you're talking to family while we're chatting at the house. And then all of a sudden, they put something together. And they get like a couple of plays or a couple of runs of plays, and all of a sudden they score a touchdown or two. And all you're standing up, you're like, "Yes, that's what I'm talking about. What in the world? We have lost so many games, but man, they score for you. Yes, come on, man, put it together, let's go." And then an interception or something, and then you sit back down and you're like, "Let's just keep talking." Whatever, right? And here's the reality. Man, when we watch sporting events, when we watch things go down around us, when we're cheering for our kids as they're doing some sporting event, whatever it is, we bring volume. Here's my request. And make sure that you are never louder for anything than Jesus Christ himself. Amen? That's a huge statement. That's a big challenge. And somebody in our body here who's got that battle cry, and love him. And he's not joking around, and he brings it real. Man, start making that your practice. I'm telling you, you're going to find yourself either bringing other things subdued because you're like, "Well, I don't want to get louder than that. I feel weird," right? Or you start to bring the Jesus thing up hot, and that's the way to go. Get hot and loud for Jesus Christ. May he get all the glory. Don't hold back. We know the one who is king. Don't hold back. We know the one who is righteous, and he rode in humbly for you and for me. Salvation is his. And he died, and he was buried, and he rose that we might have life. And all of God's people said, amen. May God get all the glory. Don't hold back. All right? Number 3. Authentic worship hangs on every word of Jesus. Authentic worship hangs on every word of Jesus. It says, and when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it. Jesus crying over Jerusalem as he's now halfway down. You saw the pic of where we were looking out. He's halfway down that coming across. He's seeing the city of Jerusalem. And he says, would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. Like, it is so sad that you don't understand the Messiah walking in is the answer to peace. You're missing who I am. And all of Israel that could be responding to the Messiah Savior is not responding. It says, but now they are hidden from your eyes, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. In fact, those days were coming just 37 years later, 70 AD. And Jesus knowing what's going on, and he's like, this could have all gone differently if there wasn't sin that was ravaging the hearts of so many and they weren't willing to follow. And God the Father's got a plan. Everybody say, God's got a plan. And Jesus is like, I understand there's a plan, but it is so sad you couldn't just get it. And so the call out. Well, in 70 AD, there's going to be tragedy that occurs. It says, and it will tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you. All the stones of the city and the temple torn down in 70 AD. In this mass destruction that would take place as another judgment season would go on for Israel. And there's going to be a second coming of Christ, and there's going to be a restoring of those who will come to trust in him. But right here and right now, Jesus weeping that they wouldn't and couldn't get and respond to who he was. It says, because you did not know the time of your visitation. He is beginning to weep because Zechariah 9:9 is right in front of them and they didn't get it. Because the Messiah who brings salvation, their hope, is right there and they're not looking to him. Man, may our worship not walk past Jesus at work in our lives. May we grasp him at work in every way. You know, John chapter 4 says that we might worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit, all of me, and in truth, in alignment with all of him. All of me, every facet of everything that's going on in my life. Man, we worship by how we think. We worship by how we laugh. Who we laugh with, how we laugh, what we laugh about. We worship by how we give. We worship by how hard we work. Did you know that? Your work ethic is part of your worship. I will work for you, Lord. No matter what's going on, you get the glory in my work. And that's a huge deal. Please hear me. There's a lot being taught in this day and age that says, work little, expect much. Man, that entitlement plan is low worship. Please hear me on that. Younger crew, hear me on that. Low work, high expectation is not worship. Man, may God get the glory. This is a huge deal. May we give him our everything, and may we not miss out when he is right in front of us. He continues on. It says, and he entered the temple, and he began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, it is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. Man, get this. On the first month, 10th day, the lamb is chosen. On the first month, 14th day, the Passover lamb is sacrificed. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ, as he came down that mount on the 10th day, was literally being the chosen lamb that was going to go and become the Lamb of God sacrificed 4 days later, the Lamb of God for you and for me. And the thing that they would do after the Passover lamb was chosen is clear the house of all leaven. That was one of the things you did in the celebration for the Passover feast, is choose the lamb and then clear the house of all leaven. Leaven being a symbol of sin. So Christ walks into the house of his Father and he clears the leaven. He's walking through the Passover feast celebration physically and actually. And he begins to remove the sin. They were literally selling things for profit and trying to benefit off of religion. May their pocketbook get all the glory. And he took a stand. He says, and he was teaching daily in the temple. Have you ever wondered what Jesus did between Palm Sunday and going to the cross? He was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men and the people were seeking to destroy him. They were sitting there listening with their arms crossed. And they were longing to find a mistake. You know what I'm talking about? When there is deep bitterness and resentment, you do not listen to try to get along. You listen to try to tear down. There's a major difference. Man, are you listening to tear down in any area of your life? Are you listening to Jesus Christ and what he stands for, trying to tear down? Please set it down and set it down today. Says these key leaders were all looking to destroy him. That's why they were listening. But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. I love that close to this whole passage. They were leaning in. For those of you who are a little more seasoned in life, it was like an E.F. Hutton moment. Do you know what I'm talking about? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen, right? And there's this old school commercial from the 70s or whatever it was, and people are leaning in and they're listening. Jesus is beginning to talk in the temple, and as Jesus stands up and opens the scroll, he said, today let's turn to, and everybody goes, what's he got to say? And as he starts to talk it through, they're like, that's amazing. I never heard it said like that before. Look at what he's calling us to. Look at what I need to work on that. Lord, I'm being attentive to all you had to say, hanging on his every word. Lord God, may we open your word and hang on every word. And all of God's people said, worship, listening to him in full, hanging on his every word with expectation, loudly celebrating all that he is doing in all of your life, and obeying with all you've got. May God get all the glory. Worship authentically. Here's my request. May your worship of Jesus Christ be the most fired up it has ever, ever been. No toying around. What's in the way? Then set it down. Lord God, I am ready to be stunned and rocked by you. There is something glorious and fantastic about you, and nothing else compares. Please reveal that to me. I am ready to be blown away by you. May our worship bring him all the glory and praise.
Thank you for listening to Completely His, the teaching ministry of Summit Point Church and Senior Pastor Tim Harkness. If you are interested in hearing or viewing today's sermon in its entirety or for additional sermons, please visit www.summitpoint.org. That's www.summitpoint.org. Summit Point Church is located at 401 Cimarron Drive in East Peoria. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to join us for one of our services on Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 and Sunday afternoons at 4:30. For more information or to contact us, please visit us online at www.summitpoint.org. That's www.summitpoint.org. Thanks again for joining us this week, and we hope you'll tune in again next Sunday as we seek to be completely His.